connected to CMN Network.
Okay, copy that.
Okay, last couple reminders. Don't forget the ability to take the WAV files to tag imagery that you are wanting to follow up on using the FN3 button on your camera. And then a couple quick notes on your LTP. We have refined your precise flyby timing since generating the LTP. Optimus has the correct timing for the LOS and AOS, but the LTP identifiers for LOS and AOS are roughly 2 minutes later than they will be in reality. Final LTP timing update is that the green line on your LTP should start automatically 45 minutes before the flyby. If it doesn't appear, let me know and I'll have troubleshooting steps for you. Last updates are on the eclipse, so only for that last hour today. Of course, remember if the sun is in view to use your eclipse glasses. And reminder that we will have a few activities for you prior to the eclipse to reconfigure all three cameras for corona and deep sky observations. These activities, some of which will occur during the forward link LOS, so we wanted to flag it for you now. Any questions before I cover the last two reminders?
No, we have no questions on that.
Last couple eclipse reminders. The sunset period and the first roughly 23 minutes of the eclipse will fall during that forward link LOS, but we'll still have a return link, and we're still looking forward to your science sit reps and observations during that time. And I do have a reminder for you on your preferred starting config for the eclipse in terms of role responsibility. Let me know if you want me to read that up or if you guys have that in your minds already. And if no other questions on config, I'll give you a few science-focused reminders.